From the little country church of Hollywood to you, good friends, and howdy. The little country church, in all its simplicity and sweetness, stands there with open doors that you may enter through your radio or in person and rest and pray. Come on in, won't you? My, oh my, I sure wish I could have joined in that birthday celebration at Aunt Het Evans today. And she told one and all that she was aiming to cook every speck of food that was put on the table. Yeah, there were three preachers there. Elder Armstrong and Brother Bates from Obion County and Parson Hopkins. Of course, the preachers' wives were all there, too. And about the best thing we can do to get all the facts is to listen to Brother and Sister Hopkins as they drive along and talk it all over.
Get it fair, boy. Brother Bates and his wife are sure a fine couple, ain't they, honey? But he's awful timid and quiet.
He certainly is.
Yeah, awful timid.
But you know his wife has about the prettiest suit of red hair I ever saw.
She sure has.
Mm-hmm. Red-headed people generally are pretty, though.
Your hair's got a tinge of red in it, Sarah.
Thank you, Josiah. Why is it that red-headed ladies always marry such quiet, timid men, you reckon?
Get up there. They don't marry them that way. They get that away after they're married to a red-headed woman. Get up there.
So you say I've got a tinge of red in my hair.
Now, honey, wait a minute. Now, that ain't all about red-headed people. Somebody's telling me down there at the shoe shop that about all the great people of history has been red-headed folks. That's a fact now. Get up there.
Well, that sounds a little better.
Now, let's stop here and get ourselves sort of rested up for the meeting. Ooh, boy.
I wish you would.
Well, get over there.
Crowd sort of got on my nerves with me bothered about my boy like I am.
I wouldn't worry about Bud.
Well, he really had such a bad cold and has had it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, he'd be all right. You know, I wouldn't tell him for nothing in the world, but I'm proud of that boy ours, honey. I'm sure he'll take care of himself. He generally does.
Yeah, I know, but our boy's just like all other boys, Josiah. Yeah,
now,
take that letter he wrote me that tore me up so about his Lizzie.
Oh, yeah.
He ought not have done that. Put me just plumb to bed.
But I told you not to worry that he won't marry, and I didn't tell you that.
Well, I know you did, but he went on so about his Lizzie and how dearly he loved her.
I know he did.
How was I to know he wasn't married and him just barely 19 years old?
Yeah, but I told you Lizzie was some sort of automobile. Now, you know I did.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, that was funny, though, about him and the earthquake, wasn't it?
It sure was. Why, he said he drove right through the town. The earthquake was a-shaking so bad, he didn't know a thing about it.
Yeah, how could he? With that autoid he traded for, a rattling and a going on like it does. Was funny, though, wasn't it?
Certainly was. But we'd better be driving on to church, Josiah.
Yeah, there's the bell now. I'll declare, hadn't time passed this morning?
Yeah.
Get up there. Get up there, I tell you. You know, I can't get my mind off of that fine meal that Aunt Het put out there today.
I reckon you can't.
Get up.
With all that you ate. I just don't know who ate the most, you or Elder Armstrong.
You know, honey, speaking of Elder Armstrong, I thought I'd pass out over that story he told about the first biled starch shirt that he ever tried to wear.
Why, of course he had an awful time of getting it off.
Yeah.
You know, he ought to have wore a shirt under that starch shirt.
Yeah, that's what I told him, but he thought when you put on a biled shirt that is all you did. Yeah, and he got hot there at that July gathering, and the shirt stuck to him, and he liked to have never got it off. Bound you'd hurt him, too, the way he did take it off.
Must have been awful.
Get up there. Yes, you see, he says they had a hole cut up there in the loft of the house where he was staying at. They was going to put a chimney through, but they hadn't. So he looked up there and had a thought. So he went up there and sat down on the floor of the loft and stuck his feet through the hole, you know, where they was going to put the chimney at.
Mm-hmm.
Get up there. And then he took him a hammer and some tacks and tacked his shirt tail to that hole you see all around, and then he jumped through. That's one way to get a shirt off.
Oh, dear. Look where you're driving.
Oh, now, what am I doing, honey, if I ain't a driver? Slow down after that bump, Dan. Take it easy.
Josiah, I just don't see how in the world you ever get your talks ready or running on so about Elder Armstrong.
Honey, I got my talk ready whilst I was a curing Dan this morning.
Sins and in sorrow and shame, suffered and died a lost world to reclaim. Tell it today, it will brighten the way. Tell it today, tell it today. No other theme can such blessing bestow. Joy will come to someone if you tell it today.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy,
howdy,
everybody. Howdy.
Yeah, seemed like I've saw you all somewhere before.
Yeah, I reckon you have.
I reckon I have. Sat right across there from all of you at Aunt Het's today. Wasn't that a dinner? I'm telling you. You know, I love to just kind of tease people, you know, when I've been with them all day to say, well, your face looks sort of similar. That's a good one, ain't it? Well, I reckon we just as well go on to the singing. Now, the first one I chose out for today is A Holy Savior. Now, you all do the best you can on it. Thank you. Y'all ain't saw Grandpa Wardle come in, have you?
No,
I did want to postpone the piece that he asked us to sing, but we might as well go on and sing it. He asked us to sing My Lord and I, and I says to him, I says, you going to be there? And he says, I sure am. But you know, he wrapped himself too lovingly and tenderly around too much of that spiced ham they had today. Yeah, he looked sort of peaked when he left out. Well, we'll just go ahead and sing it and dedicate it to his memory anyhow, whether he's coming or not.
I would not live on.
guess up there it ain't hits today. The talk went around on old creation, I reckon, before we got through. Ain't hits a great talker, and we got on orphans. And it got a thought in my mind. Sarah and I was living there in that town, and we hope them start up an orphan's home there. The poor little motherless and fatherless children that ain't got no parents, little motherless, fatherless orphans. And so there was one little boy that they brung in there, little Georgie. He sure was a pretty boy, had big brown eyes. And it was the awfulest way, the way they brought him in. The police brung him in. They said they found him sleeping in an adobe house out there with a little bundle of clothes and a sack. And he said that his step-paw had left him there and had never come back. And he living like a little alley cat out there, just a-nibbling on whatever he could find. Well, we took him, and I guess we'd had him there, hadn't we, sir? A couple of years, hadn't we?
Yes.
When the police called in there one day on the telephone, I rang was four longs and two shorts and then another long. And they called in and told us that this boy's mom was inquiring about him. Well, I went in there to the boy, and he says his step-pa told him that his ma died 4 years ago, and he'd just grieved his heart out about it. And I says, now, there's something wrong about this. And I didn't know what was up, you see, so I just sent back a telegram to the lady. I forget where she's, some fur old place. And I said, if you'll send me a picture that is took about 4 years ago, if you are his real ma, why, of course, he'll know it. I didn't tell him about the questions that were being asked. So sure enough, a special delivery letter brought in the woman's picture, and I just sawed it up on the mantelpiece. And Sarah and I took little Georgie with all the children, you know. I'd put penders and candy in my pocket, and they'd just like a pass of monkeys the way they'd run through my pockets. And I brung him in, and you know when he seed that, he just went into a dead faint, just passed out, didn't know nothing. When he come to, he said, that's my mother. You see, he knowed it. And I declare, when his mother come, that's about the sweetest talk I ever heard. She rocked him and talked to him, and he'd say, I ain't no orphan, am I, Mom? And that's just what I'd tell you all today. You ain't an orphan. Up there beyond them stars, you've got a heavenly father that loves you. Best ways to help yourself today is just to keep a thinking these thoughts. My heavenly Father watches over me. Well, goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.
Today, thy will are on, and when the joys of sense depart,